were fortunate in Oregon to have a record return, and when I say a record, since 1980, a record return of both Chinook and Coho salmon. I think we had something on the order of 1.2 million Chinook and about a million Coho. That beat all of the records, at least in recent history. That's what gave rise to this fish we were able to turn over to the Oregon Food Bank.
So who's catching these fish that are being donated?
The fish that are being donated are fish that actually return to eight of our hatcheries in Northwest Oregon. A little bit of background, the life history of a hatchery salmon is that the eggs are collected at the hatcheries, are used to generate seed stock for the following year. The eggs are hatched at the hatcheries, and then usually in the spring, not always, but usually in the spring, the young fish are released at the hatcheries. They swim down the little creek into the bigger creek, into the bigger creek, into the Columbia River and on out into the ocean, and return 3 to 4 years later to that very hatchery where they were released as juveniles. A lot of things went right. The ocean conditions were good. The out-migration conditions were good. Of course, a lot of us in Oregon, including the Department of Fish and Wildlife and landowners and utilities and conservation groups, have been working really hard to improve water conditions and habitat. And so we're starting to see some pretty good returns. 2013 was also a record. Our folks have gotten together with Washington and kind of done some back-of-the-napkin figuring for 2015, and it looks like 2015 is going to be yet another record, at least on Chinook, and maybe not Coho, but the Coho run is also expected to be at least very respectable this year.
And going back to this salmon life cycle, when they're coming back up to the hatcheries, there are places along the way where fishermen can catch them, right?
There sure are, and we had a record number of recreational fishing outings in 2014. Also, commercial fishermen get a percentage of them, as do the tribes, and that's all negotiated under treaties and interstate compacts and those kinds of things. So those fish that return to the hatcheries have literally run the gauntlet. They've run the gauntlet going down the river as youngsters, and then out in the ocean for 3-4 years, and then back up the river at the mouth of the Columbia. Then, you know, they got to get by the gill nets, the recreational fishermen, the tribal fishermen, and then on into the hatcheries. Once they get to the hatcheries, our hatcherymen collect eggs from however many their particular hatchery needs to sustain its program. And then the surplus above those are quite often sold to commercial packers and end up in stores. And those are all put out by competitive bid. Once those contracts are fulfilled, if there's any surplus beyond that, we have decided that a really good place to send those fish are to our food banks. They go to the packer where they're filleted and flash frozen, then delivered to the Oregon Food Bank, which in turn has a network and distributes them around Oregon through local food banks.
And so this year it was more than 350,000 pounds of Chinook and Coho salmon donated to the Oregon Food Bank. It's a high protein donation, which is always something the food banks are looking for.
It sure is. I talked with the food bank a couple years ago, and that's one of the things that they said is really special about this program is the high quality nature of the fish. We all know that salmon are good for you, and we're just really happy that we can participate in this way. We think it's a good use of the resource, and so we're hoping for another good year.